T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's the song. That is the one that gets me the most pumped of any intro music that producer Mike plays for us. It's the way that drum hits, Mike. It's just so awesome.
Yeah.
This is Friday. It's Friday. And we're doing a Mikey Monday. That's his voice right there.
What?
Say yeah again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're gonna well, Michael Harrison is off. We put him back in his box for this week.
Just
so
for
that
a week.
We could go through some, well, we'll see. Depends. You know, Michaels are interchangeable.
Whoa. So are Todd's though.
No, there aren't that many Todds around, but Mike's are a dime a dozen, I'll tell you.
Todd's and Scott's, though.
Huh?
Todd's and Scott's.
Oh, Todd's and Scott's, yes. That's true. Todd's and Scott's are the same thing in many people's brain cells. So we're going to go through Joe Biden ads. I love these ads. Every time I hear one, I go, wait a second. Didn't Kamala Harris just say there will be no tax increases? Didn't Joe Biden? Don't they say that all the time? No tax increases on the middle class? I'll define terms in advance. Mike, you ready for this little lesson?
Yeah, let's do it.
Any tax hike on anybody is a tax hike on everybody. The way to think about the money in the economy is, does it stay in the economy and continue to do things? For example, if you got today, Mike, you got called into the boss's office and she said to you, Mike, you're so awesome. Here's a $10,000 bonus.
Yeah.
And
I've been waiting.
You would take that money and you'd do something with it. Right? What would you do? Buy a new car?
I'm a bad example. I would just save it.
Okay. Well, saving it is good too. What do you do when you save it? Where would you put it? Mattress?
Yeah, under the mattress, yeah.
Well, you're a bad example because you kill the money when you put it in the mattress. But
no,
anything else you do with them.
Yeah, I put it in the stock market because I'm a venture capitalist.
Well, whatever, even if you put it in the bank. The bank then has those assets to loan to other people and make money. It produces income. So that money is alive that goes into the bank. And everything has its different factor for how effectively it stimulates economic activity. But all money in the economy is stimulating economic activity. The government is one of the big killers of money because the government doesn't do anything with the money generally, but sit in their big old marble buildings finding new friends to give the money to. They're not doing things to generate economic activity generally.
Just political activity.
Well, look at the state of Connecticut, for example. You have workers who go to work and don't produce anything. They get paid with our money, but they're not producing economic activity. They're not growing the economy. They're not making the economy grow. That's why the Democrats are always posing about how many jobs they're going to create. They don't create jobs. And if they're taking money away from us in order to pay someone three times what they should get paid to build a website or build a bridge, that's not as good as us having the money in the economy doing a venture capital firm, for example. So if you had your choice of venture capital firms in the state of Connecticut or a new bridge that costs 3, 5, 10 times what it should, whatever, much better to have the money just left in the economy. So any tax hike on anyone is a tax hike on everybody, because you reduce the size of the pie that belongs to the people and you increase the size of the pie that belongs to the system riggers. And now with that introduction, Mike, if you don't have any comments.
I do have a question, actually. Hopefully it doesn't send us on a tangent. But you were just talking, and it made me wonder people who work like in government or of that in that class that you were describing that doesn't participate in the economy or doesn't add anything to the economic growth or mm-hmm. anything like that. How do you figure out what those people should get paid? Like, how do we decide on the prices, the
like
salaries
the
of these people? Not them, but like if you're like, how do we like come to the decision on what to pay politicians if they're not really adding anything?
Oh, well, they should be paid nothing, but they go out and con voters and say, oh, we work so hard and you need a full-time legislature. That'll be coming soon. And you know, they're making $28,000. I don't know the history on it. Fortunately, that's a fairly low salary, and it keeps them working and keeps the it keeps some resistance against being in session longer and creating more laws that become a hardship on the people. The fewer laws they pass, the better.
If government people got paid more, though, would that because say you're Hillary Clinton and you're not making that much in your regular politicking job, but you make a bunch of money on the side with like lobbyists and whoever else. Like, if you got paid more with your standard public service job, would you be less inclined to, you know, get greedy on the side? I don't know.
I've never seen any indication of that.
Okay. I was just guessing.
I think the best. So, you know, I used to do radio years ago in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire pays legislators $100 a year and gives them, they used to give them tokens for tolls. I don't know what they do now that everybody has a transponder. It's not token based anymore, but they used to give them tokens and that was it. $100 a year and free tokens for the, for going through the tolls. And they have the largest House of Representatives, the most members of any, it's one of the largest legislative bodies in the world. Each legislator represents like 100 people. It's amazing how many they have people filling all those seats.
That sounds like a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's great. Why pay them anything? Well, the only reason they're paid anything is because they campaign for it. But I think you're really asking about government jobs, maybe employees of the state, and the way they decide. Well, we had that guest on. What was his name? Briggs.
Something like that.
He was doing that study for the Yankee Institute, and he said they're making 28% more working for the state of Connecticut than they would in an equivalent job in the private sector.
Right.
They did a study. So that's what they look for. They want to overpay, so they make sure those people are loyal voters. Anyway, so the project here is to listen to Biden ads. You have one you want to hit for us, Mike?
Yeah, sure. Let's try this one.
Be prepared to pause it.
Joe Biden was taught that if you see injustice, you've got to stand up and act. At age 26, Joe Biden became a public defender. Why he ran for county council and combated housing discrimination. And why, as U.S. Senator, Joe Biden led on civil rights and voting rights. In 2008, Barack Obama chose him, and for 8 years, Joe Biden served by the president's side, helping to lead us out of the last economic crisis and stop Ebola from becoming a global pandemic. But now in this crisis, Donald Trump has failed the ultimate test of leadership, especially failing communities of color who have been hit hardest by this virus. To heal this nation...
Hold it right there. Do you hear a problem with that, Mikey?
No. What is it?
Donald Trump failed to protect communities of color from the virus. He had some way of throwing his body in front of the virus so that it wouldn't attack people of color.
Well, no, I think he just targeted them. He made sure to like allow the virus to get into minority communities.
See, this is what bothers me about the media pretending they're in the journalism business and keeping lists of how many lies Donald Trump tells because they feel obligated to, because he's so outside of the norm, because he lies every time he opens his mouth. But that's what big time politicians do. This ad is just packed with lies. And there's the most glaring one. He's accusing, he's been in elective office, he's describing, since he was 26 years old. He's now 77. So he's been 50. Is he 77? Yeah. So he's been 51 years in elective office. Oh, he's been out of office for a couple of years. So 49 years in elective office. And he hasn't protected communities of color. Donald Trump just went into politics 4 years ago. How is he going to fix all the damage that Joe Biden and the Democrats did to black America in 4 years?
Well, the problem has only started in the last 4 years, if you didn't know that.
Exactly, yeah. All right, want to play some more?
To heal this nation, it will take a president who has always stood up to injustice. Someone who sees the deep problems in this country and is willing to take them head on. Joe Biden.
Well, wait a second.
Let's build this country back better.
I'm Joe Biden. And I approve this message.
Of course you did, because you're a liar. Half a century of not fixing problems. That should be his slogan. The only thing he's done in his past is stuff that Kamala Harris uses against him on the debate stage when she debates him, to make him look bad because he's an old racist white guy. But that was a few months ago. That's been cured, apparently. I love TV commercials for politicians, especially ones who've been in business for 50 years. Oh, my, my. Anything you want to say about that ad, Mike? Anything strike you?
I think he pretty much nailed it. That's all I got.
Producer Mike is here. Michael Harrison is off, so we just swapped Michaels. And we're reviewing, well, I just love it. We're reviewing Joe Biden TV commercials, making his case for him as president. If you want to jump in, you can, 860-522-9842. More coming up on WTIC. Well, thank you, Producer Mike. You just blew my right eardrum out. I don't know why that was so loud.
That's what I was going for.
You got it. All right, Joe Biden ad. Well, let's take a phone call, then we'll play another ad. 860-522-9842. Tom in Watertown. Hello there, sir.
Hey, Todd. It's so funny you're bringing this up today, because this is something I talked about over the last couple of days.
Yeah?
You... I seen an ad on TV probably five or six times in the last 3 days, and it ties in with what both Kamala Harris and Biden said in both debates. Biden said in his debate with Trump, we have a plan. We have a plan to save lives, and we have a plan to fight COVID. Kamala Harris the other night, we have a plan. We have a plan to fight COVID and save lives. Now, five times in the last week, I've seen a commercial with a doctor on saying, we have a plan, or Joe Biden has a plan, they're going to save lives, and they're going to fight COVID. Okay, well, my question is, are we waiting until after the election to release this plan?
Of course.
And good luck for everybody until that point.
What happens
between now and then?
The best history I can think of for this, which I lived through, is... Richard Nixon ran for president in 1968 with a secret plan for peace in Vietnam. And I remember George McGovern mocking him. I have no secret plan for peace. I have a public plan. Well, that's what Trump should be doing back at that secret plan. But, you know, they just feel like they can say whatever they want because he's
truly
Trump.
Amazing. It really is. I mean, I put this out to people and they're like, you know what? You're right. Why aren't we waiting? In the words of every Democrat out there for years, what do they say all the time? If we can just save one life. Well, why are you waiting?
Well, that's a good point. If we can just save one life, shouldn't we do that?
Exactly.
And shouldn't we spend every penny that America doesn't have
in order to save that one life? Why are the lives political? They should be helping Trump save lives.
That's true, too. All right, Tom, thank you for a good call once again. 860-522-9842. Secret plan for protecting America from the virus. It's proprietary. They probably want to collect royalties on it. Don't you think, Mike?
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is, the whole argument is kind of crazy to me, like this narrative that like Trump has made coronavirus worse for the United States. Like, I don't know where that's coming from. Like, I watched
from polls.
Well, yeah, but like these are just like opinion polls, right? Like this isn't scientific. It's not like
no, there's no science in politics except political science.
Yeah. But so I watched like this video on YouTube, of course. It's like that guy, like Niall Ferguson or something, some like British guy. I think he was like at the beginning.
Yeah, he's an economist.
Yeah,
at UC Berkeley, I think he's a really smart guy.
Yeah, and he was just talking about how he didn't think that there was any validity to that argument. That like if Hillary Clinton had been president, we probably would have been in roughly the same position. It wouldn't have made much difference at all.
Total nonsense.
Yeah.
But they make it because people are inclined to feel that Trump has messed this up. So they're trying to emphasize that. 860-522-9842. We'll take more phone calls in just a sec. But let me play a little more Biden advertising that I find ominous for the country. Like, if you actually listen and think about what he wants to do, it's bad news.
What would Joe Biden's plan do for you? Families with young children could get nearly $7,000 for childcare.
Oh, it's a free stuff ad. Families with kids, $7,000.
Buying your first home, you'll get $15,000 towards the down payment.
First home buyer, $15,000. Free donation from the federal government for your first home.
If you get paid by the hour, your income could grow by as much as $14,000.
Wait. Hourly workers get a $14,000 raise. That's core Democrat voter territory. The dumber you are, the less savvy you are about politics, the more disinterested you are in politics, i.e. hourly worker, the more easy it is, or you could say easier it is, to buy your vote. That's the Dems, free stuff.
Older seniors, your yearly Social Security benefits could increase by
$1,300. $1,300. So if you're getting $1,400, that'd be another $110 a month. Not bad. Free stuff from the Democrats. Who's going to pay for this, I wonder?
The Biden plan. The wealthy and big corporations pay more.
The wealthy. This is the why I start off with that point, Mike.
Yeah.
Remember that point I made at the beginning? What was it?
Something about wealthy people.
Any money going to the government is bad for people because it's money robbed from the economy in order to take care of the true fat cats in our society, and that is the special interest group known as government, which gets to take all it wants, and it doesn't have to deliver a product in exchange for that money. Everywhere else in the economy, in exchange for that money, there's a product being delivered. The sale of those products grows the economy, makes everybody richer.
I don't know. I think the short term of this might work out really well, though.
In terms of winning the election, you mean? Yes. Free stuff buys votes.
You benefit.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this.
And of course
message.
He approves that message because he's a liar. He said he's not going to raise taxes on any working person, just the rich. But the rich, taxing the rich and saying you're going to do it is a confession that you're going to raise taxes on everybody. Why? Because any tax you raise, any dollar going to the government is robbed from the people.
This is like the game of tolls, right? Like, it's just semantics.
Yes, semantics. Hi, who's this? You're on WTIC with Todd and producer Mike.
Hi, this is Sean Dine from New Britain.
Sean, thanks for calling.
I love your show. It's interesting because I was listening to Joe, and what they're saying right now is very similar to what they said when it came to the Affordable Care Act. It's like, you need to pass it, then we'll tell you what's in it. And what both him and Kamala both said is, we're not going to tell you what we're going to do, because then that would be the story. Yeah, because if everyone knew, okay, because actually I think Fox News did a study on his financial plan, and the taxes would go up on everybody, including the poor. It would go up like $30 on the poor, $260 for the next bracket, and then over $1,000 for the next bracket, and that's not people making over $400,000. That's people under making $400,000. And they think if they kind of like nickel and dime you, nickel and dime you, nickel and dime you, you won't pay attention. Like you just mentioned, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got to hold you right there. I didn't realize it was so late. If you want to hold on, you can. But we've got to go to news on WTIC. Yeah, it's WTIC. It's Friday. Michael Harrison normally here. We gave him the week off, though, so we could mess around with some Biden political ads and have a Mikey Monday Friday session with producer Mike. Let him hear your voice, Mikey.
Yo, I'm here.
It's funny because we have our camera going back and forth from your studio to my studio, and it runs a little behind. So your voice is in my ear before you've even moved your mouth, which is an incredible trick.
It's magic.
Love how you do that, Mike. All right, so listen to this.
Joe Biden will make healthcare affordable.
How do you make healthcare affordable exactly? How does a government person, an elected official, make healthcare affordable? There's no such thing, is there?
Let's hear it. Joe's got a plan.
He says he'll make, but he won't tell us what it is because there is no way for him to. All he can do is
make
healthcare more expensive.
If he
and give
told
other
us,
people the money he's robbed us from.
If he told us now, then Trump would just steal it. And so he's got to keep his secret.
Well, we have to clarify these cons, so we've got to go through this.
His plan gives a tax credit to help working families pay insurance premiums.
A tax credit. A tax credit. So he's going to reduce the taxes of some people, which means other people's taxes go up. A tax hike. Democratic voters get a discount for voting for Democrats. Everyone else pays for that discount. It's the greatest thieving system in the history of mankind, Mike. You rob U.S. citizens in order to give that money to your voters.
Yeah. Also, like, what is a working family? What does that mean?
I think it's street people. You know, like the people who pick your pockets while the other one is waiting to trip you when you run by, and then they pummel you. And
yeah, are those
isn't
people
that a working family?
The people that like they try to jump in front of your car when you're driving to get the insurance.
Yes,
money?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, and one of them's a lawyer, and the others come up and do their own scam while the first one's working on his scam.
They're working.
That's
it.
A working family.
I like it.
Or I've been in New York City when there's a family. They've got a table set up, and there's a guy behind it with shells. And you put your money there, and if he can confuse you about where it is, he gets to keep the money. I think that's how it works.
I mean, that's a fair exchange.
There's
though.
All kinds of working families. All kinds. All right, so we told Sean he could finish up, I think. Is that you, Sean?
Yep, it is.
Thank you for your patience.
A couple quick points, and I'll listen to you guys. One of the things is, if people want to know what they really stand for, go read their manifesto that's on their website, because it tells you exactly what they're going to do. And take them at their word. And they just came out today with a list of people who, I guess, Joe owed favors to from the far left. And they have this special commission. There are four women and a man of all different ethnic backgrounds to say that we're diverse, but they're all anti-American people because they've all had their different things on CNN or whatever on how bad America is. And they said, Joe owes us this. It's a five-person panel that they put on the news today that is saying Joe owes us a spot in his cabinet. So trust them at what they say, because they mean it. And I'm American who happens to be black. But it just is amazing. Trust them at what they say, because they are going to, if they're not telling you, then they are telling you. And
I would just like to clarify one thing for you. I don't believe it's allowed for you to be an American who happens to be black.
I just don't know.
You have to be a black American.
Right, I noticed that.
Required.
And that's exactly why I said the way I did.
Sean, thank you so much for the call. I'm at the joebiden.com website, and that's got a ridiculous picture of Joe and Kamala holding hands, and she's pointing at him. They've got their black masks on along with their black suits. And they need to raise $673,913 right off the bat, as quickly as they can, it says. And you can do 20. They'll let you donate $20 to them, and that's how reasonable they are. They're running a discount sale, I guess.
Together,
let's see.
We will beat Donald Trump.
Are they talking physically beat him?
Maybe.
It sounds like a threat. I would call the Secret Service if I were the Trump campaign. Together, we will beat Donald Trump. That sounds like a threat of violence. Maybe kidnapping, even. 860-522-9842. Alex is calling from Beacon Falls. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Todd. I wanted to talk about that Joe Biden ad where they basically said they're going to raise the federal minimum wage.
Yes, go ahead.
So raising the federal minimum wage is probably the worst thing you could do for low-income workers because it might raise some of their money, but a lot of them are going to lose their jobs because businesses will just cut, you know, hours and jobs because of the new cost.
But that's just like the state minimum wage, isn't it? Can't we just talk generically about minimum wage as being one of the most evil things you could do to people, especially poor people? Imagine them.
Yeah, it prices them out of the market.
Or prices the market out of them. It pushes them down below the market because their skill levels aren't, you know, if you would hire somebody for $7 an hour, if you could, but you wouldn't hire somebody for $12 an hour, what kind of awful human being would say, oh, we've got to make a new minimum of $14 an hour so those people don't get hired? Like, what is the point of that?
Yeah, and I think in the current economic climate, the worst thing you could do is raise costs to businesses. I mean, most of them are shutting down and struggling to stay alive, and raising their costs is not going to be an economic driver.
That's right. That's right. Jolly Ned did this just a few months ago. I'm sorry, Alex, finish up.
You could take a look at Disney, for example, who just laid off 28,000 employees. You think, they're going to lay off even more people if they have to start paying everybody more.
Sure. Raise the minimum wage, get more people. I have to think the Democrats like this because it puts more people into benefits, and that expands the people they pay to vote for them using our money. 860-522-9842. Alex, thank you for the phone call. Let's get another clip of Joe Biden's.
Lowers prescription costs by 60%.
What? He's going to lower prescription costs by 60%. How does he do that, Mike?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Well, he's got to steal the money from us, from the people who are working, because there's nowhere else the money comes from except middle-class workers. That's where it all comes from.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I guess so.
Well, where else would it come from? Name a place.
All the rich people, yeah. The rich people, the corporations.
Yeah, so let's go back to those evil corporations who employ people. The only jobs that exist are ones that are paid for by the evil rich, because the evil rich generate all of the economic activity, the evil rich and their evil corporations. All economic activity comes from them, right?
Yeah, but it's only because they're rich. If we had nice people that were rich, then we wouldn't be in this situation.
No, you can't have nice people. They're evil because they're rich. It's a self-fulfilling circular definitional thing. Come on, Mike, get with the program.
And protects coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Coverage for pre-existing conditions. In other words, they want a system where other people are paying for the health care of their voters. Transfer of wealth. Everything they do hurts the economy, makes people poorer. Are we getting it? What does Joe in Simsbury want? Do you know, Mike? Should we talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Joe.
So now I'm getting screened. Wow. So.
Well, Mike always likes to keep a close watch on you.
Okay. So about 3 months or so ago, you had a young man who called in, and I'm not putting him down in any way. I hope he calls back in, actually.
And go ahead, rip into him.
He was, actually, I'm not. He had majored in music in college, and admitted that
he was going to vote for Biden. Oh, yeah, you remember that call, Mike?
Yeah.
Because he had well over six figures in debt, and he admitted that he really didn't understand the debt he was getting into. And I give him a lot of credit for that honesty.
Yeah, he was great.
Yep. Now we're hearing that Kamala's saying Joe's going to give everyone $10,000 towards their student loans. Whatever happened to paying off all the student loans? And if you are going to vote for him for $10,000 because you can't pay that off over 15 to 20 years, my advice is to look in the mirror in the morning and ask what the heck you're doing wrong with your life.
Well, wait a sec. I don't see any reason to be mean about it. If you've got a major, one of the two major political parties in the country out there conning you into one thinking that college is going to be the best investment you've ever made in your life, and you'd better get to college even if you have to take out a loan, and they'll even give you a discount loan to seduce you into the bad debt, you can't put all the blame on the individuals who get hoaxed, can you?
Well, I paid off mine, and a lot of other people paid theirs off, and it took us many years and a lot of effort, and we made decisions as to what we were going to major in and where we went to college, 100% based on what we perceived our ability to pay would be. But again, back
all right,
to the,
so everybody's got to be as good as you are, Joe, is that it?
Pretty much, yeah. But back to the whole $10,000 thing, how many young people out there today who are not listening to your show right now, and shame on them, think that if Biden gets in, it's all getting paid off?
I think that's the major... You're saying like that kid who called. Was his name Dan? Do you remember Dan? Does that ring a bell? I want to find... Oh, wait a sec. No, that's not it. I'm looking for the sound file because I'd love to play that call. But
oh, he was a great young man. He was honest, and I felt bad for him. And the fact that he admitted that he and his family truly didn't understand the financial nature.
Yes. And that he got a music degree.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, any other details of his call come to mind?
I believe he lived in Granby, because I live in the town next to him.
I think.
And
I
you
have
remember
it.
When? Or Mike may have it. Let's hear it, Mike. Fred Old Saybrook, hi.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to make a point about student debt and the election. I'm just really struggling in student debt, and that's why mainly I'm voting for Biden. I just because he said he'll change the bankruptcy law, and like I mean, I can't have a normal life. I can't build a life. So
yeah,
I don't know.
So you want more? You want more of what the Democrats did to create your problems?
Well,
because that's what you.
I can't. There's nothing else I can do at this point except try to go bankrupt, or I won't be able to have a life. And I'm 27. I can't keep going like this.
How much is your monthly payment?
$1,300. And that's the minimum. And that barely meets
1,300. Wow.
Yeah.
That's stunning.
I screwed up. I was like 18. I didn't know what I was doing. My parents barely went to college. So, I mean, it's moved me a little bit to be more conservative now, because I'm realizing about money, and like, I have no sympathy for anyone who doesn't have student debt, because you can go bankrupt.
This is great.
Irresponsible credit card debt and all these other things. You know, going bankrupt on student debt's very hard.
All right, well, so there's Fred, tragic caller, who got conned by the street hustlers known as the Democratic Party into thinking Happy Days would be here again if he only took the discounted student loan and went to college for music. And now he's got $1,300 a month in debt, and he's voting for Biden, whom he does not believe in because of the rigged system the Democrats create. Comment, Mike?
It's sad. I'm sure he's not alone, but
no,
you know,
that's why that student debt, the great compassion program of the Democrats, they're now proposing new compassion programs to help you recover from the compassion program of discounted student loans, government supported student loans. Let's take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation. We'll take some phone calls on WTIC. WTIC, good afternoon. We are finding out what liars the Democrats are in their commercials. We're playing their ads for you, the Biden-Harris ads, which tell you about how they're going to raise taxes, raise taxes, raise taxes, raise taxes, so they can give away free things or they're telling you how to free give away free things without mentioning that the only way to give away free things is to cause very expensive burdens onto working families, real working families, not the ones who they represent.
Yeah.
I mean, working families who make money. 860-522-9842. Okay, let's see. Who's next? Who's next? Looks like Bill in Springfield. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, you messed it up a little bit because my thing was you never told Michael about what working families were. And it was interesting because I just was with a bunch of 22 to 25-year-olders, about seven of them, and they had no idea what the School of Hard Knocks was. They looked at me like I was in space somewhere. And I realize I'm getting old, but boy, it's coming on quick when, you know, working families, I think you should explain it to. Do you know what it is? Do you mean
the Socialist Political Party? The Working Families Party? Is that what you're talking about?
No, working families traditionally is a solid American family. The mother works, the father works, maybe the kid has a paper route. They're a working family. They're the guts of the United States. Well, you just mentioned it as a working family. Yeah. They're really the classic American farm family. Everybody's working. They're the working
but
family.
But that was kidnapped, wasn't it, to mean somebody who's in a union? Like you're a working man? Working men.
No, working
I represent people. Working men means I'm in. The, I've sold my soul to the union.
You did no. You did. You represent the working family of America. Meaning they're the. That's the kind of the Republican.
Yeah, I get that definition. I'm just saying they robbed it. You know, it's an evolving definition. But thank you for the clarification. You're right about that meaning. That does exist, and that is the old one. Greg Berlin, hi.
Old.
How are we doing? I have a question on the mail-in ballots.
All right. What is it?
The news media keeps telling us how it's, you know, trying to scare us, I think, about how many thousands of people a day are dying in this country of COVID. So my question is, all these people get these mail-in ballots, and you mail them in, and what happens if you die before the election day? Does that vote count, or does it not?
Depends on who it's for.
Yeah, well, that's my point. I mean, it could be thousands of people, according to the news. Between 30
thousands
a day.
I think there is any vote that is mailed will be counted, except unless maybe, as Mike alludes to, it's for a Republican. Really good question, because it highlights the point that who has any idea. Neil Hademanek. Hi, Neil.
Good afternoon. In regards to that student that was talking about filing bankruptcy for his student
debt,
you actually cannot do that legally unless you can provide a hardship, which pretty much means I went through bankruptcy myself, and the way the lawyer explained it to me is you have to provide a hardship that pretty much proves you can't work, which is very difficult to do. So a standard bankruptcy, you cannot add college or university loans onto it whatsoever.
And you're sure it's still that way? They never modified that? Because there was talk of modifying it.
I don't know if they ever modified it. I did it back in 2011, and what a relief it was. Just like Trump, I did what the law provided and allowed you to do. But it also shows, and I listened to him, and, you know, like everybody else said, it's very...
I'm sorry, Neil, if you want to hold on, you can, but we've got to go to a break. Mike, you want to say something?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, wouldn't a music degree be a qualification enough to show that you can't get a job?
I would think so, yes. It would make you unemployable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.